Okay, so here we go again, back to Esther Cruz, and last set of questions is going to be asked, and second to the last question would be, what was dif your difficulties? What difficulties did you face maintaining your culture?
Maintaining my own culture, I face it difficult because here in America, some of the family right here, if you reach at the age of 18 or 20, you need to be independent, especially young children at the age of 18 or 20. You need to be independent, and you need to stay away from parents and live by their own, to look for their own job and to support them, especially their education, but not in the culture of all the Filipinos, because one of the best culture of the Filipinos is to have a strong family ties, especially parents are putting all together their children, even married children, they put all together, they live one house and one place. They help each other, especially children and the grandsons and the granddaughters, to put into school, and they help each other because of the strong family ties. So,
So maintaining that was the hard part in life here.
yes, because putting all together the culture, especially your family, it's very hard if you're getting too far away from them. You cannot see what's going on, what's their life, what kind of life there be, and what kind of future that's gonna be, especially young child, especially at the age of 18 or 20.
Perhaps because you don't see them physically.
Not really, because if you are a Filipino and you are not an American, it's very hard to look for a job, especially if you are non-citizen yet. So it's very hard if they you let them go with their independency, especially for the 18 to 20 years old child. Not like in Philippines, even married child, 18 to 20 and above, they've been in the support of their parents.
So because of that support, that's one reason or motive or motivation to go in the abroad, or you're
Yes,
saying.
because that is a big help, to provide your children for their needs, especially
Financial.
financially, if ever they are not having some good job, especially when they have their own children and you need to help them.
Okay.
So if you ever you settle all the children that one Filipino family, they have good enough proper way of living while here in America.
So it's all about the children, basically.
Yes, basically
You
it's
care
all the
about.
benefits not really by yourself only, because when you are here in America, especially parents, if you got old enough, especially your children, if they have no time to take care of you, you need to go back in the Philippines to stay with your other relatives, because they can maybe take care of you and look at you when you got very, very old. So when you stay back home, I'm not so happy and comfortable for here, because when you got old and you don't have any job anymore, you can have the benefits, but you cannot it's not enough for you to pay here because it's a high standard of living. Not like in Philippines, we have, I'm telling you, there is only a simple way of life right here, and it's more higher money if you spend your money, your dollar there. It's more enough rather than here, living in here in America.